13:53:53. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, boys. I promise we're not talking about Sam Kerr this morning.
Oh, come on. Great. That's a good subject matter from yesterday. What about Bonomi headlining the first running of the Hunter? We're going up there on Thursday night. We'll be there for the Calcutta at the Commonwealth Hotel. And then we'll be trackside on Friday morning. We're getting excited for this.
Yeah, at this stage, Jimmy, it's drawn plenty of entries, but more than 20-plus entries. We'll have that final field confirmed a little bit later tomorrow morning. Jason Beamer's got Bonamy's horse that's showed a lot of promise, had a bit of a setback. He ran well in his first up run in the spring behind Deprive and then obviously had a bit of a virus. So Jason just eased up on him and try and get him ready for a $1 million race on his home track. A little bit of a question mark whether he can stretch out to the 1,300 metres of the Hunter, but it's probably a good race to try him in that. But do you think Chris Lee doesn't want to win this race? Lera Main, Invincible Gem, Graf, Absolute Menge, Miss Fabulous, all among the nominations for Chris there tomorrow. We'll wait and see what he comes up with the final field. But it's shaping up to be a pretty good race. And I like the concept, guys, of having these two feature races outside of Sydney straight after the Spring Carnival. One in Newcastle this week and then one at Kembla Grange the following week.
I think it is. I mean, Graf has been the big firmer in that race. We're going to be up there, by the way, at the Calcutta on Thursday night at the Commonwealth Hotel. So make sure you get along to the Calcutta. Adam, if you're in town, come along, mate. Massive, massive crowd due. Willie Mullins, he's come out and sort of agreed with the CT scanning policy that Racing Victoria implemented.
Yeah, fascinating comments from Willie, Dave, yesterday, saying that he only made a quick hit-and-run mission to Melbourne to watch True Self, his mare, win the Queen's Stakes on the weekend. But he was sort of asked about all the controversy with the international horses a couple of weeks prior with Marmello and Isabellini's scratch from the Melbourne Cup. And Willie basically said that, well, we always use CT scans back home at my stable. I think we've got a small problem with the horse. We try to get to the bottom of it. We scan them as quickly as possible. And if there's any risk, we don't run them. So this story still has a bit of a way to play out. I think Marmello's connections are still pondering that legal action. I think they're most concerned about the fact that now that everyone around the world knows the issues that Marmello potentially might have, at least according to Racing Victoria, that they're going to be afraid to let the horse run in certain jurisdictions all around the world. So I think legal action is probably going to be forthcoming. We'll wait and hear about that in the next few weeks. But, I found those comments really, really fascinating, actually. Mm.
Yeah. Racing Australia, are they going to review the whip policy? I mean, there's been some talk now for the last couple of weeks. Of course, Lloyd Williams came out and he said that whips should be banned. Michael Walker copped that suspension for his ride in the Melbourne Cup. What's the latest with the whip policy?
Big, big meeting today, Laurie, in Sydney of the Racing Australia directors to discuss, among other things, how they're going to handle this whip policy going forward. I wouldn't say I'll be shocked, but I'll be surprised if this time next year we don't have some sort of amendment to the whip rule leading into the Spring Carnival and the Melbourne Cup Carnival, because I just don't think it's palatable anymore, guys. I think the rule has been fully right from the start, having five strikes before the 100-metre mark, and then the last 100 metres when most people are watching, jockeys can go hell for leather. I think we need to try and come up with a different policy. Sniffing, the winds are changing and it'll be tightened even further on jockeys, their use of the whip. And it's very interesting to see what comes out of that meeting today. But I really do think we're moving towards a situation, maybe not now, maybe not in 2 or 3 years' time, but definitely in the future where we'll have some sort of whip-free racing where jockeys will be able to carry the stick for safety purposes but won't be able to use it on a horse to try and enhance their performance.
That's crazy. I'm sorry, that's my personal opinion. I know we're going to get to I've got 10 things before the news, but I don't know personally what you think, Adam, but I think that is just crazy. That is absolutely crazy. And I know there's a perception with a small minority, but fair dinkum. I mean, there's bigger issues in the world than that, and that's not going to cripple racing. Other things like are much bigger, I believe, anyway. That's just
my opinion, Davey, is I think racing, it doesn't move with the times of society. And I think this Spring Carnival has shown how far removed racing can be from society at times. If we don't start moving with the times just slowly and be the master of our own destiny, well, then they're going to come and get us. It's as simple as that. I fully understand the viewpoint of jockeys, that they need the whip as a safety tool. I completely get that. But it's my opinion is it's going to come. It's going to come one day. It's going to come sooner rather than later. So I don't think it's going to happen in the next year or two, but it will happen.
You might as well get ahead of the curve, is my thought on it.
Well, that's my whole reasoning, Jimmy.
Yep.
My whole reasoning. Got to get ahead of the curve, be the master of your own destiny rather than other people making your destiny for you.